And now, B1039 presents Big Rapids Buzz with Chris Law. Brought to you by
Purely Clean Services in Big Rapids, Barreton Firearms and Training Center in Barreton, Gilbert's Carpets Plus Color Tile in South Big Rapids, as well as Benton Baker Big Rapids, and Big Rapids Realty Susan Bean in Big Rapids.
Along with support from the community. The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily those of Up North Radio, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Good morning, everybody. It is your best friend, Jen, because Bruce Borkovich is on the campaign trail. He's going to be running for supervisor of Big Rapids Township, and so he cannot be legally on the air. But Chris Long, normally hosting this show, he is working hard to pay his taxes to make sure he pays off all those student loans that we're about to all pay off. Right, Orman?
Yes, it's sad that the hardworking folks who
work,
get dirt under their fingernails, have to pay off the loans of those who chose stupid majors and stupid minors in college. Get a job.
Okay, well, if you haven't already noticed, Dr. Orman Hook is with me, and actually, we have another doctor in the studio. I'm out-doctored in the studio right now. I don't have my I have my doctorate in fun. I think that's where we're headed. But we want to introduce our guest, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. How you doing, doctor?
Very well, thank you.
What do you like to go by? What do people like to call you?
Most everybody calls me Doc Sherry.
Doc Sherry. Okay, we'll go with that. And so we've got Orman in the studio, and we got some questions for you. You're running for senator for the state of Michigan.
Yes, ma'am. United States Senate.
And so my question for you is, I'm going to throw some tough ones at you, because honestly, nobody ever does that anymore. And I'm sick and tired of people whimpering around candidates. We want to make sure, if we're going to vote for you, that you're going to stand up for the people of this listening area in the right manner. So,
I appreciate that. You know, I think that we really are doing a job interview and should be interviewed by we the people. So, bring on the tough questions.
All right,
I'm ready.
Here we go. Critics say, you know, you don't have a certain endorsement. You don't have money. How do you win?
Jen, very well. What we're looking at, truly, this is a grassroots effort. There's no doubt behind it that I'm the grassroots candidate. And even talking to my strategist as a general consultant, he says, you know, Amash is going to take some of the anti-Trump because he voted to impeach Trump when he was in office. And Rogers is going to take some of the establishment because that's what he represents. I'm the grassroots candidate, and the grassroots is going to get me over the finish line. As was seen here in Wacosta County, look at the power of the grassroots. The grassroots overthrew the entire township that could be recalled 100%. What are we doing at the grassroots level? We're going to carry me over the finish line because I will represent we the people.
Oh, okay.
I have a question. I believe this last weekend, one of your major candidates, a multi-millionaire, dropped out because he wasn't resonating with the people. He wasn't resonating with Donald Trump. He could read the handwriting on the wall. He dropped out. What topics seem to be resonating for you in this campaign?
Interestingly enough, that's almost what I did a medical freedom conference on a couple weekends ago. The number one issue for voters right now is the border, and inflation and how that's impacting us and our national security. But on the border, I've been the only candidate that has been to the border. I was at the border at 5 points of entry. Tom Homan with the former ICE director has endorsed me, and he was on Trump's administration. But when we see what's going on at the border and how that's being whitewashed, is absolutely insanity. It's absolutely evil.
Dr. Sherry, let me ask you a question on the border question. If Biden is still president and you're a senator, do you go to the depths of articles of impeachment because he's not fulfilling the job?
Absolutely. He should have been impeached already, but everybody's afraid of Kamala Harris more than they're afraid of Biden, because she would be a worse dilemma for
our country. But would you do that?
Absolutely. He needs to go. It's treason. What he's done at the border is treason. And yes, treason is an impeachable act.
Okay.
You mentioned those two big issues of the border and inflation. What other rather global issues do you think is most important to the people, most important to the public, and that you definitely have opinions on?
You know, the loss of the American dream is what's impacting the young people the most. And we've got to be aware of the younger voter. We did a educational forum where we listened to the young people, and they're absolutely concerned they're never going to own a home. And if they're not going to own a home, they're concerned about having a family. And then they have to question whether they really want a family at this time or not, because culturally, the indoctrination that's happening with our kids, the transgender ideology and push that's happening. So it is inflation, it is the border, it is education, it's our kids.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you a question about perseverance. If you get elected as our senator from Michigan, you're going to be talking to other senators like Senator Omar, Senator Romney. You probably don't go to lunch with these people, right? I'm guessing you don't see eye to eye. What gives you that perseverance to stick in there? I mean, because what story do you have in your background that says this is the reason why I can stick it out?
Jen, my whole life has been one of perseverance. I was 14 years old when I moved away from home.
14?
14 years of age.
You moved out of your, did you get kicked out?
I didn't get kicked out, but we were living in Texas and my parents were divorced. And my mom was moving back to Albuquerque, but I had a job as a waitress making more money than she did as a registered nurse. I became the second breadwinner in my household.
Oh, wow.
So I moved out on my own. I stayed in Texas when my family moved back to Albuquerque. Yet medicine was always on the forefront still. So even as a 14-year-old, I had a house. I rented a house across the street from the high school and in walking distance to my job. Yet medicine was always in my forefront, and I knew I was still going to go to medical school. So age 14, out on my own. Medicine, especially 24 years ago, was definitely more a man's world than it was a woman's world. It didn't matter. Here I am. I am woman. Hear me roar. I was never deterred by the naysayers. I opened up my own practice. Right now in medicine, that's an oddity. That's a Marcus Welby concept that is no longer. But the independence that it provides me as a practitioner was never more apparent than during COVID, when I didn't have to buy into the rhetoric that the hospital was telling us that we needed to do. Perseverance, that is my middle name.
Sounds like it. Jeez.
In the Senate, because of your medical background, how do you see that as an asset?
Oh, completely. We will never again, as far as it depends upon me, go through a plandemic like we did. COVID destroyed so much, not only in our state, but nationally. It also destroyed the trust that patients have in their physicians, the trust that patients have in the medical system at large. And it showed glaringly the overreach, tyrannical overreach of the government. Rand Paul should not be fighting that alone as the only doctor there. I will join that fight because we need our medical freedom and not the government telling physicians what they need to do for their patients. That is a sacred relationship, physician and patient, and that was trampled on.
I just know as a person, I've experienced that with fear the medical community.
But critics would say the vaccine saved some lives.
Some lives maybe somewhere. But there's no person that didn't receive that vaccine has ever regretted it. I live in fear.
Would you as a doctor say it should have been a choice all along?
Initially, yes, I was saying it should be a choice. And now I'm absolutely of the conviction that we as medical providers need to be telling them and give them an informed consent. Right now, there's been more deaths associated with the COVID vaccine than what there ever was with COVID itself. Now I'm begging my patients not to take it. They need to have an informed consent and be told about the clotting issues and be told about the strokes and being told the spike protein and the damage that it does to the endothelial system. It needs to be an informed consent like we do with any other procedure, but that's not happening.
Those other remedies that they had on the market, they were boo-booing them, you know, pooing them. Were those actual, I mean, as a doctor, did you see those things working?
Jen, I was the only physician in my community that did not have any patients hospitalized that got on protocol. yet the hospital came against me and said that I could not use hydroxychloroquine as an effective treatment because it had not been shown and was off-label usage. The hospital brought me to task. And finally, after that meeting, I said, you know what? You do what you need to do, but I'm going to continue to do what I need to do, and that's protect and treat my patients.
What did they say?
They actually became silent, but they brought me before professional conduct committee. I mean, it wasn't just a letter saying I couldn't do this.
So this could have ruined your career.
Absolutely. And I wasn't certain that it wasn't going to, because when I walked out of that meeting, and it was a Zoom meeting, when I left the meeting, I thought, well, the next letter I'm going to get is not only a certified letter from the hospital, which they sent four, but I thought the next certified letter was going to be from the state of Michigan challenging my license. Fortunately, that didn't happen. But at the close of that meeting, I said, you know what? You have no alternative to offer. I've submitted 208 research articles, and you still choose to ignore that. Yeah, I'm going to continue to do what I need to do to treat my patients.
We're talking to Dr. Sherry O'Donnell with the Big Rapids Buzz today. Christopher Long is working hard, and Bruce Berkovich is on the campaign trail for supervisor of Big Rapids Township. Dr. Sherry, you want to be our senator. What do you want to get done?
Jen, it's not so much that I want to be. I do want to be, and I'm passionate about that now. I feel like the people of Michigan need me in the Senate right now. My experience, my devotion to fight for our family, for fight for our kids, that's what will get me in Senate. What will I do? The first thing we need to do is close the border. The next thing we need to do is stop printing monopoly money and impact our inflation and reinstate and restore the American dream.
Dr. Sherry, I have a question. Just this morning, we've seen many students on our colleges be arrested for their stand against the Jews in our country, and it's very organized in across these campuses. What have you, even here in Michigan, what have you seen in your travels as far as like or dislike for the Jews, and where do you feel the average Michigan citizen is on this position?
The average Michigan citizen, as I've seen on the campaign trail, realizes our need to stand with our greatest Middle Eastern ally of Israel. What we're seeing erupt on campuses is the pro-Palestinian anti-Semitic rhetoric. And Norman, I'm really convinced that that comes from the teaching in the colleges themselves, and that the DEI and CRT, there's an oppressed and oppressor group, and they're seeing Israel as the oppressor and the citizens of Gaza as the oppressed. But I'm here to tell you, I've seen firsthand the damage that Hamas and Hezbollah could do. Now, I'm not for the injurer of any people group, any humanitarian group. But being in Israel three different times, and most recently a year ago in February when I was in Lebanon after the Turkey and Syrian earthquakes, we had a lady come in that literally had her scalp ripped open and down over her eyes and literally showing her skull. She was beaten almost to death by Hamas because she went back to her house to see if any of it remained after the earthquakes. And they said, no, we occupy this now. This is ours. And beat her almost to pulp, to death. I literally had my hands on her skull, and to see whether or not I was fractured, I was squeezing her skull like you would a tennis ball. And then we sewed her up. But people are not understanding that Hamas, not the citizens of Gaza, but Hamas is evil, is a terrorist group out to destroy and to kill Israel.
You mentioned being in Lebanon. I do know, I've heard you mention that you've taken many missionary trips around the world. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I have. I've been to 35 different countries, and over the past 15 to 20 years, I've been to mostly disaster relief. So if you've seen a natural disaster over the past 15 years, you can bank on it that we've been there. When the Ukrainian war broke out, we were there 1 week later to help the civilians of Ukraine, again, not to send our taxpayer dollars. But I do a lot of disaster relief, and D.C. is in disaster. I'm ready to offer relief there as well.
Well, you're listening to Big Rapids Buzz on B1039, WBZX Big Rapids. We'll be right back with more with Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. Looking for a great gift for a mom in your life? Wanting to get the best price out of your trade-in and pay the lowest price for a mom's new gun? Then look no further than Lakeside Armory, the official firearms provider for the Barreton Firearms Training Center. Lakeside Armory is located inside the Barreton Conservation Club at 3444 18 Mile Road in Barreton and will be open Mother's Day weekend, Saturday and Sunday, May 11th and 12th from 9 to 5 with the best deals on rifles, shotguns, handguns, ammo, and accessories. Don't forget about their 12-month interest-free layaway and special order programs which allow you to pay monthly on your firearm purchase for up to 12 months without any extra fees. Store customers also get $10 off any upcoming Barreton Firearms CPL courses, and moms get an additional 10% off all store items this Mother's Day weekend. Handgun buyers without a CPL, remember to bring your license to purchase permits with you. Give Lakeside Armory a call at 231-250-7257 for information on their firearm and accessory inventory or to make a special order. Saturday and Sunday, May 11th and 12th, bring in a mom for her 10% discount and buy, sell, and trade at Lakeside Armory located inside the Barreton Conservation Club. See you in the store.
Your mom is pretty special, and a gift for Mother's Day is easy when you think of New Horizons Landscape. A landscape center for mom? Absolutely. New Horizons Garden Center is open and they have a great selection of plants and flowers that'll make a perfect gift and make mom smile. Or if you're not sure, New Horizons Landscape has some pretty awesome gift certificates that'll let mom pick out her just right gift. One that'll last long after Mother's Day has passed. And with every gift certificate purchase, you'll get a $5 wooden nickel worth every penny. New Horizons Landscape, 220th Avenue in Big Rapids, just up from Perry Avenue, west of the bridge. Open Monday through Saturday, 231-796-0925 or at nhlscape.com.
I'm Haley. My husband and I bought our home pretty much about 2 years ago. We are actually looking to downsize now. We had only used one realtor in years past, and we felt we wanted to use someone local rather than who we went with last time, just because they have a little bit more experience in our local market. We used Sue Bean. Sue Bean is professional because she always makes sure to have her clients' courtesy in the back of her mind. She always makes sure that, you know, you have at least 24 hours notice for a showing request. She makes sure that, you know, you are well aware of who these people are, where they're coming from, what their interest level is, so you know you're not wasting your time. I think a big thing for ours was they had to have pre-approval. So that was great because we are a busy family. We're home a lot. So having that specific courtesy to give us the heads up in advance was really beneficial in our case. You can get a hold of Susan Bean at Big Rapids Realty by calling 231-580-9546 or online at BigRapidsRealty.com. Email her at sbean, S-B-E-A-N, at BigRapidsRealty.com.
Spring is in the air, and so are the deals. Bett & Baker of Big Rapids has incredible offers. For a limited time only, they're offering a minimum trade-in value of $2,500 on all new and used in-stock vehicles. Yes, $2,500 guaranteed trade-in value on any vehicle. Low rates on your favorite brands, they've got them. Drive home a sleek Buick with rates as low as 0.9%. Or how about a reliable Chevy or GMC? Bett & Baker has rates as low as 1.9%. Plus, they still have a lot full of leftover in-stock 2023 models. These amazing deals are happening right now. Visit your Bett & Baker Big Rapids dealerships today and drive home in style. Bett & Baker Chevy Buick GMC. And across Northland Drive at Bett & Baker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Soon to be Baker Auto Group. Look around. You don't want your office or business just clean. You want it purely clean. And Lisa and her team at Purely Clean Services is ready to help. Anything from a general sweep, vacuum dusting, to deep cleaning, including scrubbing hardwood floors and shampooing carpets. Bathrooms, lunch spaces, wherever you want your space to be purely clean. Lisa loves to say she has a small business with a big impact, doing all the fun things that come with cleaning. Yeah, her words, not mine, but that's why you should let her bring her positive attitude to your business while she makes it purely clean. Call Lisa at 231-660-6775 for locally owned and operated Purely Clean Services.
For several years now, Gilbert's Carpets Plus Color Tile, along with a host of local businesses, have saluted veterans and first responders by giving them a new floor or room makeover. Well, now Gilbert's wants to take it a step farther by honoring our local veterans organizations. For 2024, the Red, White, and Blue Salute will pay tribute to our area's American Legion and Vets and Disabled American Veterans Posts. All will be honored, but based on your voting, one will get new flooring. These organizations do a lot for our veterans, and it's hard to keep their facilities in top shape without the ongoing monetary help of their members and friends. So Gilbert's hopes this will make one aspect of new flooring a bit easier. Voting continues until May 10th, with the winner to be announced May 27th. To vote for your favorite, go to GilbertsCarpetsPlus.com and click on Dream Floor. Once again, that's GilbertsCarpetsPlus.com and click on the tab Dream Floor. Supporting sponsors include TP Builders with a $100 gift card and D&J Asphalt Construction with $300 in parking lot striping. And to all our veterans, again, we say thank you.
Gilbert's is there for you.
And welcome back to the Big Rapids Buzz with your host, your best friend, Jen. We have Dr. Orman Hook in the studio with us, along with Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, who's running for Senate for the state of Michigan. And I'm out-doctored, but that's okay.
Listen again next Monday.
No, we're not ending the show yet. Sorry, that was me. Orman, take the lead.
Christopher Wray, our current FBI director, I think he's been in that job about 10 years. And in the last few weeks, he's speaking out every other day about the fears that we have with China being a national security threat, expecting at least hacking types of issues with our infrastructure, our grid, shipping, whatever. How do you see China as a threat, as an ally? Where do you see China in all of this?
I do think right now they're the biggest threat that we have. And Orman, they literally, this is not a this is not a partisan issue. What we have here is that the FBI, as you said, the FBI director literally said, Chinese government poses broad and unrelenting threat to U.S. critical infrastructure. And they're pointing out that, and there's likely going to be an attack within the next 6 months. They right now, even I think as much, if not more than Iran, is our biggest threat. And their biggest threat is because they have moved in here between the farmlands, between what's happening here in Goshen. They're trying to take us over from within. I absolutely do believe that they are the biggest threat, and we need to wake up and recognize that they're a big threat to us.
So what would you say to the people who are for Goshen here in Mecosta County?
That they need to do some research and realize that China is a threat to our national security as well as our security here in Michigan.
Okay, but these are low information voters. So how do you get through to them?
Repeating the message, screaming out loud and clear that we do not want to be a communistic country, and that that is what China does and represents, and that we have to be aware of that and not allow that to happen.
Critics would say Goshen's not here to take over CCP. What would you say to that?
CCP is here to take over Goshen.
Okay.
The project manager for Goshen here in our community has said about 3 weeks ago that the Chinese Communist Party is really very similar to the Democrat and Republican Party here in this country, and the CCP as just a political party in China really isn't a threat. What do you say to that?
I would have to ask what he's been smoking. Or that is, sorry, that is absolutely insanity. I've also been to China. And when I was in Shenyang and understanding what the people themselves are living through, that they're not free to think for themselves. They're not free to buy for themselves. You talk about restrictive. That type of mentality and governance is restrictive of the people, and the people are pawns in their hands. When I was in Shenyang, we had somebody that left the Communist Party, and he literally said there is nothing to believe in. The Communist, and his father was a member of the High Red China Party of the Communist Party. He said there is nothing to believe in. All they want to do is destroy and own us. And this was a medical student that worked with us in the medical clinics that we set up. People have to awaken and realize China wants to be the world leader. wants to own us and wants to make us like that as a communistic nature and nation. We cannot do that.
And just a point, in our country, we have our government. We have our Constitution. Our government is set up. But then we as individuals can identify as Republican, Democrat, whatever, and then we kind of fight for power within that. But in China, the Chinese Communist Party is bigger than their government. Their government is something that serves underneath their party. And, you know, there is no God, there is no church. The Chinese Communist Party is everything. And it's not an equivalency. Going back to an earlier comment, you've mentioned the border, you've mentioned the inflation, you've mentioned that young people can't afford anything that their parents once had. What are some other areas that you see as big failures coming out of Washington, D.C., as far as policy?
We don't have enough time on the air right now, Orman.
Oh, I've got the... I can push the button. Let's ahead.
There's every sense of failure right now with the government. You know, in medicine, there's what we call multi-system organ failure. And literally what that means is just what it says, multi-system organ failure. If you have three systems or more in a person that's dying, that's very ill, if you have heart failure, kidney failure, and lung failure, or pulmonary failure, that patient has 99% chance of dying. If it's one organ, it's 25%, two organs is 50%, three is 99% chance. And we know as a physician, we have a very narrow window to turn that around. And I'm here to tell you right now, America is in multi-system organ failure. Our inflation that's being driven by Biden economics, the overreach of government, every three-lettered department in D.C. needs to be dismantled. The Department of Education, the Department of Justice, what we're doing with weaponization of Trump right now for political gain, our monetary system, our World Economic Forum, every bit of it has to be. So where do I begin? Biden is an ultimate failure, and he needs to be voted out. People need to get behind Trump and put him back in office, not because he's loving and kind, because Trump, there are some things that he should be silent about, but his policy has brought this nation to a great nation and continues to make America great again, and we need to reinstitute that man as our president.
You mentioned the printing of monopoly money. And I don't have a degree in economics. That's one area I don't have a degree in, amongst the six that I do have. But
make me feel bad, Norman. Make me feel bad.
But I do know, and you can chime in on this, that when they print money, the value of the dollar bills or the $50 bills I have in my wallet aren't worth $50 anymore. Would you like to explain that and try to educate some of our voters that thinking that when they just print money in Washington, it doesn't really hurt?
No, they think that the companies who are charging more are just getting greedy. That's what they think.
What happens is that the same dollar doesn't buy the same value any longer. And the dollar should be backed by the gold, the federal gold, and we've lost that. When you lose the actual money that's being printed, and when you just continue to populate the society with money, I call it monopoly money because it means nothing. It continues to lose its value. The more of it that you have, the lesser value that you have. And there's nothing backing it right now. We need to go back to the gold standard.
Do you think that will happen?
When enough people get behind that, yes, I do. Get me in office, I'll be one of those that'll vote for that.
All right. Are you a constitutionalist?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Explain the value of the Constitution in our country, because so many countries around the world, they may have something on paper, but they have nothing that really equates with our Constitution. Give us a description of the importance of that.
So the importance of the Constitution, first off, is what has made us the greatest nation in the world for better than two centuries. But what it does is it is a check and balance of government power. So it was intended to make certain that there wasn't an overreach of the government, that we, the people, from the bottom up, is actually who's ruling our nation and not the government down. It also gives us the bylaws, if you will, like companies have bylaws. It is the bylaws of what will run our country. And it also the framework in which our Supreme Court should be functioning it. The Supreme Court should be interpreting the law and not creating law. So in every aspect in the three systems that we have, it is really the governing documents that has will keep us in track, will keep us between the rail guards of what is safe for our nation, what will allow we the people to govern ourselves, and will allow the guardrails in which we should function in society.
Now, Jen, you mentioned some people can't visualize the concept that China is really attacking us because they don't see the bombs and the bullets.
Right.
And that's old warfare in what I'm going to mention. I see the new warfare where they are not using their bombs and their bullets, but they're using bureaucrats and business to come in here. That's exactly what we see with Goshen. It's really a business and bureaucrat effort to undermine us. Would you like to give us your thoughts on that?
That's a strong statement, and it's a very true statement. When you look at the infiltration of China within our government, within our products, within the things we continue to do, they are continuing to take a stronghold. Not recently, probably 2 years ago, so not immediately recently, China's army was doing military actions and training right there in Canada. What we're seeing is that China wants to rule the world. They are power hungry. So no, they're not coming with bombs, but they're coming from within. And it is kind of the old adage of the frog in the boiling water. They continue to infiltrate slowly, but they are taking greater and greater control of our economy, of our products, of our infrastructure.
We have one of the largest law firms in the state of Michigan is the registered foreign agent for Goshen operating in our state. We also know that Goshen has hired one or more public relations firms to try to put on a pretty face.
They donate checks to conservation districts, yes. And they put on this and they do that. And the funny thing is, when it's in the paper, that money that they're donating was the tax dollars from my paycheck, your retired paycheck, going back to the conservation district. We should have been in that picture.
Yeah, there's $715 million set aside to prop of our tax money to prop up Goshen because it's not really financially viable on itself, on its own. And it just steals away from us.
Our taxpayer dollars should not be funding one of our greatest enemies, and that's what it's doing. When Governor Whitmer has said that she's given $751 million to the Goshen Project, she said that is taxation without representation, that people are not interested in having that. Even downstate, we're not interested in having Goshen in our state.
When we fought the American Revolution, I have a history minor. When we fought the American Revolution, they were upset because on certain documents like deeds and newspapers, they had to pay a couple pennies of taxes. We would love to have that back. They took up arms to defend themselves against pennies being taken from them. And we're having millions and millions of dollars taken from us, given away. And I think grassroots candidates really is a form of the new revolution.
I've said that on the campaign trail, and I've even used that as a demonstration, saying, look, when we saw that happening, they ran in the house and grabbed their bayonet, grabbed their musket and said, let's go fight, because there is a war at hand right now. And yes, I think the grassroots people have awakened. For me personally, I think COVID awakened me larger than anything else and realizing the overreach there. And I think you've stirred the mama bears, you've awakened the mama bears and papa bears, and we're ready to take back our nation.
We're talking with Dr. Sherry O'Dell. She's running for Senate. How are you? Did I say that wrong?
You did. It's O'Donnell.
O'Donnell. I'm sorry. I read it out of the corner of my eye. O'Donnell. Sherry O'Donnell. She is a doctor. You will be the first female physician as a senator? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Isn't that like a almost like a woman's lib thing? A little bit, right?
A little bit. Just, you know, realizing that women don't have to be restricted in what we do.
Okay.
You know, 24 years ago, even in medicine, there was some pushback for women in medicine. You still fought through that.
Yeah. So it didn't bother you, did it?
Did not bother me.
You weren't part of the boys' club.
I was not part of the boys' club.
How many counties have you been to in Michigan so far?
This weekend marked the 74th county. I was in Berry County this weekend for the Vermontville Maple Syrup Festival, and that marked the 74th county I've been in personally.
Wow. Meeting some good people along the way, I take
it? Oh, fantastic people.
Yeah.
What I'm realizing is that Michigan truly is very, very red, despite what we're being told, and despite this fact that we went blue the last election cycle, we need to regain our red stronghold. But I'm recognizing that there are some great American patriots across our state, and we're ready to take it back.
If people want to donate to your campaign, how do they do that?
DocSherry2024.com is my website, DOC, because I am a real doctor, not like Fauci. DocSherry2024.com, or they can actually mail something into Post Office Box 215, Stevensville, Michigan, 49127.
All right. Anything else you want to say to your constituents to encourage them to get out the vote?
Guys, together we can do this. Silence is agreement, and we can no longer be in agreement if that. If you're ready for a change, we need to be the change that we want to see.
All right. Will you come back and visit us?
Absolutely, at the invite. Absolutely.
All right. Dr. Orman Hook, thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Big Rapids buzz. I'm going to get to the community buzz right now. Habitat for Humanity's got the golf outing happening June 19th. Money raised will be used to provide home ownership opportunities. So get out there and get your team registered. If you're interested in joining the Rotary Club, you can find them on Facebook at Rotary Club of Big Rapids, or stop by the lower level of Artworks Building on Tuesdays at noon, and the first two lunches are on them. The Mesiola Curry Comfort Home is teaming up with Two Hats Ranch for their Shooting for Comfort Sporting Clay event May 17th. If you're good at shooting and you want to possibly win a nice rifle, I know that that's happening too. Dr. Sherry, let me ask you a quick question. Do you carry?
Yes, ma'am. I have a car canine, and yes, I carry.
Oh, boy. Okay. you can get your four-person team registered by going to their website, MesiolaCurryComfortHome.com. And for questions, call 231-287-2208. Gilbert's Carpets Plus Color Tile has their Red, White, and Blue Dream Floor Award going on. You can vote for your favorite facility, and whoever gets the most votes will get a new floor for any of the veteran areas around town. They're giving away a free floor to anybody who's served time in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, any Air Force vet facility, and they have some ones that you can go vote for. So
that's amazing. Jen, I appreciate every vet that's out there that has served. You know, I've said that I don't take my freedom lightly, but this is my time to serve our country.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's true for a lot of us. I wasn't this involved 10 years ago, but I think we all just like, no, not letting this happen. So, all right. We want to thank our sponsors for Big Rapids Buzz. We're talking about Gilbert's Carpets Plus Color Tile, Barreton Firearms Training Center, Benton Baker of Big Rapids, Purely Clean Services, and Susan Bean at Big Rapids Realty. Without these people, we could not put on this show, and we just want to say how happy we are that they're part of it. So thank you.
Monday at 8:30 a.m. for Big Rapids Buzz with Chris Long. Brought to you by
Gilbert's Carpets Plus Color Tile in South Big Rapids, as well as Benton Baker of Big Rapids.